You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Look at this. We're getting into the Mindbender right on time. How did that happen?
Wow, nailed it.
Mindbender, the most popular radio contest in the world, where yesterday the winning answer was copy machine. Have a fresh Mindbender for you today. So we'll clear the lines and make it fair for everybody at 303-691-1649. Today's Mindbender is about time. Sometimes we're not even aware of how much time passes from one event to the next. You know, especially if you've got like a screen in front of your face or you're doing something like that, you just lose all track of time.
Next thing you know, it's Friday.
You look up, it's November.
Like, I missed work today. What the?
On average, so this is an average. On average, these happen about 19 minutes apart. On average, these happen about 19 minutes apart. Why are you shaking your head? What's the matter?
I don't know. So difficult.
Is this too hard
it's
today?
It's difficult.
Well, you got a moment to think about it.
Give us a clue. Do a clue right off the bat.
A clue already?
Please.
You're
not going to give a clue.
No, I don't. But, you know, because you know how I am with the Mindbender. I love hearing the guesses because they always spur conversation.
All right.
As we've discussed on the show many times, often the Mindbender isn't even about the winning answer. It's just about what we discover talking to our brothers and sisters listening to the show.
It's quite magical, isn't it?
The number is 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Let me say this properly today. If you call in and you get a busy signal, hit the talk button again.
Just try again.
Or just keep trying.
Just keep trying.
I got lectured yesterday that I'm not supposed to say redial. All right. Josh, you're first today. On average, these happen about 19 minutes apart.
Oh, man. Well, I thought right away my first and second complaint about work. So they just happen about every 20 minutes, about 19 minutes apart.
Work complaints.
Yes.
Jeremiah.
I have no idea, so we will just base it off the commute this morning and say car crashes. Every 19 minutes, somebody's running into something or someone or rolling their car. Dom and I were laughing that rollover on Colorado Boulevard or near Colorado Boulevard happened like before 6 a.m. this morning. They're like, how does that happen so early?
The whole idea of rolling a car just boggles my mind. Now, you may take either of those answers or come up with your own. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. That's how you get through and you get to play the Mindbender. What's the prize today, by the way?
How's about we hand our winner a $100 gift card to eBike of Colorado, where you can make every day an adventure from eBike of Colorado. They carry 14 major brands, and their experts will help you find the perfect e-bike. Open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. I know you want to learn more. Just go over to ebikeofcolorado.com.
Right on. I realize that this is quite the stumper today on the Mindbender. But the reason I'm doing it is because when I saw this statistic and this fact, I thought it would be interesting to talk about. So I based a Mindbender on it. That's why.
All right.
Sometimes they're hard. Danielle, sometimes they're challenging, aren't they?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On average, these happen about 19 minutes apart. What am I talking about?
My two boys, Chuck and Colby, want to guess taking a snack break.
What are your kids' names?
Chuck and Colby.
I love that you have a kid named Chuck.
Thanks, and that's his real name.
I love that.
So you're saying he's not a Charles?
He is not.
So on his birth certificate, it says Chuck.
Chuck. So you had a baby Chuck.
I have a baby Chuck.
Love it.
That is
little baby
I can't
Chuck.
Even tell you how much joy that brings both of us.
And Colby.
Well, you've got a pretty big smile right now, too.
You got two good, solid names there, Chuck and Colby.
May I ask why?
My guess is because when they're staring at their computers, they're always saying, Mommy, can I have a snack?
No. Why is he not a Charles and just a Chuck?
My grandpa's name was Charles, but I did not know until I was at least 13 that it was Charles. I thought his name was just Chuck because that's what Chuck. Everybody called him. Just
so he's named Chuck. After Grandpa.
He is named after Grandpa.
Solid.
I have to tell both Chuck and old Colby Cheese back there in the back seat.
Don't do that.
That is not the winning answer. It has nothing to do with eating. But I'm glad you called.
All right.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye, Danielle.
Bye-bye.
Why'd you have to throw in the cheese? Why'd you have to do that?
Just having fun.
Her entire
Chuck
tone
got
changed.
All the attention.
Her entire tone changed after you said that.
No, it didn't.
Why'd you have to do that?
Because Chuck got all the attention in that call, and poor Colby's sitting there.
You didn't need to throw cheese afterwards.
Well, that's all that came to my mind.
Yeah, well, keep your mouth shut. Don't have to say it. Poor kid. You know he's going to go through his whole life for that.
Trent, was I wrong to do that?
I mean, if you name your kid after cheese, you're going to have to expect some kind of...
Trent, you're back, just right? as bad. Don't. Don't.
I'm just saying, kids are cruel. You can't stop them, so it's going to happen. You're going to deal
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, Jeremy's a big talker. He and Nicole spent months sifting through names, trying to find every single thing that other kids would make fun of.
We almost named Reed Swiss.
Monterey would have been better.
You guys are way worse than me. I just had one little quick little boop.
Yes. my daughter, this is my daughter Parmesan.
All right, see.
Knock it off! You pulled me in! You
Trent
pulled me
Jeremy
in!
You are the ones being mean.
You
I
pulled
wasn't.
Me in!
Trent, on average, these happen about 19 minutes apart. What is it?
Well, it's a toss up between a couple different bodily functions, but I'm going to go with the more polite one, I guess, and say yawn.
Yawning. A yawn! No, that's not it. Nah. Listen.
Oh, all right, sorry, guys.
See you later.
See
bye.
You later, Trent.
See why I like doing the mind bender? Do you see? Hello, Karen.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. What happens about 19 minutes apart?
On average, emails are received in your inbox.
Duh. Sometimes that's ping, like 19 ping. Milliseconds for me.
It's all pizza coupons in mine.
Oh,
constant
pizza
coupons.
Email is a good guess. That's not it, but it's a good try.
Bummer. Well, thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks,
you
Karen.
As well. Bye now. Hello, Ben.
Ben.
Good morning, gentlemen.
You want to make fun of his name too, Dom?
Well, I think there Ben was a rat in a movie. You know, there was a movie called Ben that was about a rat.
There have been a great number of famous Bens in history. I am just the next one.
Way to go, Ben. What happens 19 minutes apart?
It's 19 minutes from the first warning signal to the bathroom break.
You're like, oh, I think I might, yep.
Oh, that's funny. No, that's not it. That's a good try. That's not it.
Rat.
Nah. Yeah, I get it.
All right,
have
so.
A great day. See you.
Bye, Ben.
Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Oh, we're just
good.
Having fun. How about you?
Yay. We're having fun, too. Just driving to school.
Yeah, okay. You got a winning answer for me?
Yes. Let's try earthquakes.
Are you talking about like somewhere in the world?
Somewhere in the world.
Seismic activity.
Seismic. Well, it's all, you know, those tectonic plates rubbing
sure
up
is.
Against each other, man.
Yeah.
And the subduction zones.
They're always doing that.
Everyone look up subduction zones today.
Subduction
learn all about
zones
it.
And tectonic plates.
Where often you get volcanoes. Earthquakes, not right, but that's a really good try.
Well, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank
thanks
you.
For listening with your kids. We appreciate it. Next up is Matt. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
What do you got? Winning answer is?
We're going to go with Jeremy, car accidents.
Oh, there you go. There it is.
This morning, it seemed like they were 19 seconds apart,
gosh,
didn't they?
They're all over.
Oh. Jeremy's already the points leader. Does he need another one? No.
Guess
it's
not, Matt.
Right.
Guess not.
Oh, too bad.
All right. Glad you called, Matt. Have a fun day, buddy.
Eyes on the road.
Bye, drive carefully. Bye. Bye-bye. Do I need to give a clue?
Yeah. Yeah.
If Allie doesn't get it, I'll give a clue. Allie, what do you got?
I'm going to guess, let's say, labor contractions.
Oh, Allie. Yeah, Allie. Allie.
Oh.
Allie.
I got to tell you something, because I said if you didn't get it right, I'd give a clue. Your answer is a clue. Sadly, you're not right, but you're way closer than anyone else.
It's right there now.
Yeah. So you think about it and call back, okay?
All right, you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Allie, for listening and for calling. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. You guys have a good one.
Bye. Well, thanks for noticing. Bye-bye.
Of course. Bye.
Every time, buddy.
Every time, you have to.
I always like, you know, I don't even hesitate anymore, do I?
Nope, boom.
It's like a lob. It's like a lob. I'm ready for the alley-oop, man. So does that clue help?
It's right
there. She said labor contractions, and I said, that's not it, but you are so close.
The next person better get it.
Well.
They better get it.
Do you think they will?
No.
Lenny, I've dished it up. What's the winning answer?
Boys, I think that it's going to be delivering a baby.
Well, now, I'll work with you. On average, these happen about 19 minutes apart.
A baby is born.
So you're just saying somewhere in the world?
Yes.
That is not right. You also are close.
Oh.
And I hope you have a great day.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you.
Lenny.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well.
Because I'm looking for something much, much, much more specific. These happen about 19 minutes apart.
Okay.
And it has to do with birth. Can you be more specific? Peggy, what do you think?
This is the first thing I thought of when I heard your question, and it's multiple births. Twins, triplets.
Pick one.
Twins.
You just won the mind bender. That's it.
Yay.
So
yay.
Twins are born every 19 minutes?
No. When there are twins, they average being born 19 minutes apart.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So babe, you know, Pete is at 8 o'clock and
Chuck
is at 8:19.
All right. I get it.
You got it?
I got it.
And that is when it's a natural birth.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are other, you know, circumstances and stuff like that. But natural, with natural born twins, they average being 19 minutes apart. Although they can be as much as, get a load of this, years apart. Did you know that?
No.
There have been twins born years apart. Look it up.
That's trippy.
It's really trippy.
Peggy, look at you.
You're the champion today, Peg.
Yay!
Yay! Yeah. Hey, how big is your brain?
Bigger than multiple births and twins.
Yeah. Good for you. Hey, listen, please stand by, and Josh will come back and tell you about your prize, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a great day, you guys.
Thank you.
Well. Thank you for listening to the show. I get the feeling you didn't like this today's Mindbender. So.
Why do you get that feeling?
I don't know. Just
I feel
face.
Fine.
You always look like you smelled a fart when you have Mindbenders
that
you don't like.
That's just my face.
Sorry, I thought it was interesting.
Anyway, I like it. I'm fine with
this. That's your Mindbender for today. There will be a fresh Mindbender tomorrow, and it will come courtesy of all of the thousands of Mindbender club members who answered a poll question this week.